Blog Talk Radio.
Service of the Pentecost
Christian prayer and worship center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, we are on fire for the Lord today because he woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank him, we praise him, we magnify his name this morning. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you seem fit to join us today, even in hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, bless you. In the sanctuary or on the radio, we thank you for joining us today. I've got news for you. I've got a special bulletin for you. A blessing is coming your way. The best is yet to come. Yes, hallelujah. Bless you, God. And I thank all of you who tune to us regularly, and we've asked you, we suggested that you tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. And it will mean something to that person because it saved lives in the past, and I know it's going to save lives in the future. Hallelujah. Now, we don't tell you to stop there. Now, if you want to... If you're going to tell 1,000 people in a day, that's all right, but at least one. Hallelujah. And to underscore that, I got to do something. Y'all just give me a quick 10 seconds. I got to do something real quick. Hallelujah. I want you to get out of your seat and go around and at least fist bump somebody and tell them you love with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
God bless you.
I can see you.
Bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
And I love God, bless you now, hallelujah, of the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see,
hallelujah,
God bless the glory of the Lord. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see you.
God bless you now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I pray for your family, Jesus, of the Lord.
Oh,
yeah, Lord, your family.
Yes, oh, yeah, Lord, your family.
Yes, Lord, protect and keep them. I can see. Protect them from me, Lord, the glory of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can
Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. We will be honoring our first semester students today in the name of Jesus, and also the people that were ordained. Hallelujah. Back in May, we also will be issuing those certificates today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every Sunday, hallelujah, we ask, if you're not able to be here, set that alarm for 2:55, so you'll be ready to hear the broadcast as soon as it starts at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday, we have a guest speaker coming in, and today our guest speaker is Pastor Jason Roseborough and his congregation. Hallelujah. Praise the word of life to us in the name of Jesus. Afterwards, we have a fellowship meal. Hallelujah. We will come and have dinner with us. Hallelujah. Come and be fed, the spiritual meal and then the natural meal. And this month has a fifth Sunday. This month has a fifth Sunday, and that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Don't come to church. Hallelujah. We won't be here. Hallelujah. But you will be able to hear a service over the air from the archives. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with the family on next Sunday? Because that's Minister to Your Family Sunday. Also, when you have a chance, go to visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org, and also there is a cash app there if you like to donate. But we also have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc. Hallelujah, because we are believing God for mighty things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We believe in God for a building that has the auditorium, that has the dining hall, that has classrooms and offices in it. Hallelujah. We also believe in God for a wash station in every section of Baltimore City to minister to the homeless. Hallelujah. We are not leaving them out. Hallelujah. We are believing God for great and mighty things. So you can go to the GoFundMe page and as often as you want, donate a dollar to $5 million if you want to.
Hallelujah.
God is able. He told us to believe in for it. That's what we're doing. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he is, all that he's done, and going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I said, praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what? I just thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all of you here.
Thank you,
God. Thank God for those in radio land.
Hallelujah.
Some of the folk, I believe, in radio land.
Hallelujah.
And some of the folk here.
Hallelujah.
Praise for me or for somebody else.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you had somebody on your mind.
Yes.
You didn't just say, Lord bless everybody, although that's good.
Hallelujah.
You said
thank you, Jesus.
Their name. You called their name out to the Father God.
Amen.
You may have been in North Carolina or Tennessee, or you might have been in England or someplace else when you called out their name. But
hallelujah,
the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much.
Yes, yes.
No matter where you are.
Hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for me.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. Somebody said, oh, Lord, bless that rascal Earl. Somebody else might say, oh, bless that knucklehead. He was raised in a church. And now he's a drum major of backsliders. Bless him, Lord. Somebody else might say, oh, bless that heathen Earl.
Hallelujah.
The thing is that somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And because they prayed for me, I got to pray for others.
Yes.
Family,
yes.
Community,
yes.
Our co-workers, church members,
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
We need to pray for our enemies because they need Christ too. Yes. I know some of us say they need Christ more than we do. No, we all need the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So as I play, go ahead, thank God. As I play this music, and I got to key it up again because it went out on me.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play the song, The Prayer. And y'all begin to articulate, begin to verbalize,
yes,
Begin to name the names of family members and people that you know that backs against the wall and they got trouble on their track and how they need money in the bank and gas in the tank. You know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Hallelujah. They need a divine intervention. So hallelujah. Let me get this together. Give me about 15 seconds, y'all.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
at this time. I need those who were ordained or licensed to come up right now.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. No, you can speak. No. No, this is the licensing. Okay. These those that were licensed in May. The ceremony was in May. But we are presenting the certificates today. Who do we have here? Oh, this is Julia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sister Pamela. I'm gonna need you to assist me.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're gonna start with Deacon AJ's certificate. I need you to read the certificate. You need a microphone, because of course we're on the radio, so we need them to hear it as well. Exactly. To get a microphone. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before you start reading, I want to say a prayer. Okay. 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 Both of you, you still up here? Both of you. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these two mighty women of God. Warriors of the word and guardians of the altar. We thank you, Lord, as they shared their vow to you in May. We thank you, Lord, for this occasion to give them the document that even the state, local, state, and federal officials will honor. We thank you, Lord, for anointing them again in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to use them for your glory, and the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. All right, thank you so much. Pastor Pamela, Sister Pamela, glory to God. Can you read that first certificate you have there?
Hello, hello, good day, kings and queens. This is so funny because I normally read other citations from the governor's office of city council. So I never read one for, and this is very important, and this trumps everything in every certificate that I had read before. Congratulations. This is a certificate of ordination. We, the under signed upon the recommendation and request of the Potter's House Incorporated Church at Baltimore, which had full opportunity for judgment the Lord, I'm sorry, for judging the God-given gift, Christian experience called, this is deep, I love it, Christian experience called to the ministry and views of Bible doctrine, hereby certified that Annette James, and Omar, oh, Cassie, oh my goodness, this is, oh, I'm sorry, this is beautiful. So listen here, we, We say privately and also publicly, set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry. And this has been, first of all, the authority and order, which I love, the authority and order of the Renewing Your Mind Ministry International Church at Baltimore, Maryland, on today, October the 23rd, 2022. And I just want to say congratulations. This is your certificate of ordination. Congratulations, sister.
Thank you,
sister. I kind of put on the spot, but hey, it's all right. It's called serving.
Hallelujah, praise God. And right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Jason and me to help, because we have another ordination certificate to read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Pamela. This is for this young lady. Has two ordination certificates. One is an elder and the other as a pastor. And that person is none other than Pastor Peaches.
Aww.
So, okay. So we'll read that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And thank you for this to do this for us. I didn't warn you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we give honor to God today by presenting this certificate of ordination. We, the undersigned, upon the recommendation and request of the Potter's House Incorporated Church at Baltimore, which had full and sufficient opportunity for judging the God-given gifts, Christian experience, call to the ministry, and views of Bible doctrine, hereby certify that Willie May Bird, elder, who solemnly and publicly set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry, by authority and order of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Church in Baltimore, Maryland, on the 23rd day of October, 2022. God bless you, sir. Also, this certificate of ordination, we, the undersigned, upon the recommendation and request of the Potter's House Incorporated Church in Baltimore, we had full and sufficient opportunity to judge the God-given gifts, Christian experience, called to the ministry, and view of Bible doctrine, hereby certify that Willie May Bird, pastor, was solemnly and publicly set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry by authority and order of Renewing Your Mind Ministries and Church, Baltimore, Maryland, on the 23rd day of October,
2022.
And let's be clear that this was the ordination certificate as pastor. As pastor. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, Lord, just thank you, Lord, for these two servants of yours who step forward, Lord, out of the congregation into your work. And we thank you, God, for your call. Your word says that in Philippians 2:13, that God both wills and does his good pleasure, God. We thank you for them submitting to your call, God. We ask now that you would just cover them by your spirit, that you would lead and guide them, that they would depend on you and you alone for what you called them to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you both. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have also one other thing to do. We had our first semester of our Institute of Biblical Learning, and I think we had two honor students present today. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Pastor Peaches, if you could handle the giving of the certificates for the honor students and whatever else you had for them.
Yes.
If the honor students would stand, come forward. By the way, thank you again, Pastor Jason, and thank you, Sister Pamela, for your assistance. While she's getting ready, what she just put on me is my honor cords from Morgan State University.
Okay.
So it is significant. It's not a little thing to receive an honors cord. What that means is that you had an average of A in your work when you get the honors cord. So we thank God for that. Pastor Peachy, if you're ready, would you like
to? Yes. Certificate of completion. This certifies that Anna James has successfully completed the requirements for first semester and is hereby awarded a certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning, Baltimore, Maryland, this 23rd day of October, 2022.
Praise God.
Cassidy,
will
you give her an honors
cord? Yes, you can place an honors cord, yes.
Okay.
You can give her the certificate first and then place the honors cord around her. Praise God. Y'all need to give her a hand. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Certificate of completion. This certifies that Angela Harris has successfully completed the requirements for first semester and is hereby awarded the certificate of by Institute of Biblical Learning, Baltimore, Maryland, on the 23rd day of October, 2022.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Ooh, this God is glorious.
I know I said A, I think. If I said 80, I meant 90 or A as an apple.
Oh,
they both had A's as an apple.
Wow.
That was their average. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I want you to cherish that. Because, see, I got my honors cord from Morgan in 94. And I still got it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For y'all to before you sit down, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. For your word declares that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. You said in your word that if my people will call by my name, would but humble themselves and seek my face. They used to have sought your face, O God.
Yes.
We ask, O God, that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to them as they go forward. Thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy upon them. Thank you, God, for what you've done for them, what you're doing for them, and what you will be done.
Thank
you. What you will do for them in the future. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Hallelujah. Congratulations. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Yeah.
You know, I need that. I don't have something in my pocket.
Oh, sorry.
Forget. I can't stop.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
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 Hallelujah, God.
More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
Hallelujah.
This thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill my cup, fill it up. And make me whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let's praise the Lord just
Hallelujah.
A little bit up in here.
Hallelujah.
Put on your voice, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Put
on your voice, thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And just before we present the speaker,
Hallelujah.
Dear friend of mine,
Hallelujah.
We have something else we must need to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Communion time.
Yes, yes, yes.
And some may ask, well, why do you do Holy Communion every service? Why do you do a Holy Communion, hallelujah, every morning with morning worship? I do Holy Communion often because of what the Word of God said. The Word of the Lord said. He said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. So, you know, I just had this little thing in my mind that I just don't want him to see the blood once a year. Or not even just once a month. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or not even just once a week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want him to see the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Because when he sees the blood, he passes over.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we ready for communion now?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's one young lady in this place that has about four or five hats on.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. I'm not going to mention AJ's name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if somebody doesn't have a Bible up in here, y'all need a Bible. Y'all need Bibles. Anybody need a Bible? We need to get Bibles for everybody. Because you got to have your Bible. You come to church, you bring your tool with you.
Amen.
You go to school, you take your books with you. Is that
right?
Right. And if you need a composition notebook to write stuff in, well, we got them too, don't we?
That's right. Amen.
We have a few ink pens left back there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
See, so we're not playing church up in here.
Right.
Because this is a matter of life and death.
Yes,
it is. And right now, we're going to deal with the meal that heals. The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. The word of the Lord says, in the text on today, to examine yourselves. And I know many people who have gone through Holy Communion with us before have said, why does he take so long? Because this is not a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you, oh, thank you, ma'am. Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. But that's it. Okay. I need you to think about what we're doing. In the scripture today, the word of the Lord says, to examine yourself. And ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, well, I guess I wasn't that. But anyway, ever since I was a little boy, when they said Holy Communion, I thought about, what did I do wrong? Let me ask God to forgive me.
Amen.
We're going to do the same thing. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah's Sit Canoe. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And again, the text says to examine yourself, so we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Mm. So if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, the word of the Lord says to he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said, God, you said, you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which was sent.
Thank you, Father.
So we thank you for your word on today. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Your word declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world right now, Lord. Cancers disappearing, tumors dissolving, new knees, new kidneys, hallelujah, new ankles, hallelujah, glory to God, money of love, new hearts, new livers, new gallbladders, shut out of the bone, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for creating miracles right now. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, 2 John 1:12-13, Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your
healing. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt or of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, guts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught thing, brings to naught, replaces, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Genesis, thank you, Holy Ghost. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom and seen. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts and ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question.
Oh, yes.
What time is it?
Time for the word.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's a pleasure and it's an honor to introduce to some and to present to others a dear friend,
Hallelujah.
But a mighty man of God. Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, warrior of the world, guardian of the altar, a demon destroyer.
Thank God.
We thank God for Pastor Jason Roseberg.
Amen. Amen.
I've been knowing him, I guess, for now, it's maybe like 3, 4, 5 years, maybe.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Hallelujah.
Man of integrity and honesty.
Thank you, Jesus.
A man that would give you the shirt off his back.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll drive 10,000 miles if necessary to bless somebody.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not just saying that figuratively.
Hallelujah.
That's literally too, my goodness. This man has blessed us to bless others.
Yes, amen.
He has blessed us with produce boxes and food items and all kinds of stuff so we can bless others.
Amen, amen, amen.
He does stuff.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God for he is as young as he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I think every day and every way God is making him younger and younger.
Praise God.
But without further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Jason Roseberg.
Hallelujah!
Greet him with a hearty amen and hallelujah. Clap your hands. The flow is yours. Hallelujah. You can take 20 minutes or 2 hours, whatever you want to do. However the Holy Ghost leads. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got a lot to say, so get ready. 2 hours. Hope you don't have anything.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you guys, and I'm not going to be long. I'm going to get out your way. I believe the Lord does have a word. But I first want to give honor to God. First for my wife, my lovely wife,
amen,
who's here with me, and I just thank God for her. She's my strength. Anybody that knows these things of God, behind every good man, there's a woman.
Hallelujah.
The world says a woman telling you you're wrong, but the Lord says there's a woman. You're strong as your helpmate. So I just
want
to honor her. But I want to honor the man and woman of God of this house. And I thank God. I just thank God for knowing you, Pastor. I always date things because we've been in the pandemic for 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So we count after that. You know, I already know 3 years. 3 years I've been knowing them. You know, so we count after that. So we've been knowing them. We've been connected. Sometimes you have the Lord has a soul tie that you're connected to people. You meet them and it's just a connection. So we thank God for that connection. We thank God for his lovely wife. And I thank God for you guys honoring me by allowing me to be here during this ceremony. That I didn't know it was going to be such, but we just thank God. When God give me opportunity to do stuff, I always want to give him praise, honor, and glory for it because of him. So I thank God for you guys and just all of you all being here. But again, I'm going to have to come up to where I am.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be, so I got to bring things closer.
That's all right.
Amen. I just had a birthday, so I'm losing my eyes a little older.
Amen.
So we thank God for you guys. But I just want, before I start, I just want to just look to the Lord first. We want to honor him. This is all about him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, first, God, for all that you are and all that you continue to be, even without our thoughts and all that we do. You are God. You said when you could swear by none greater, you swore by yourself, God. And we just lift you up right now. As we come before you, Lord, we seek a word from you, Lord, not a word from me. God, hide me behind your cross, that your people would hear you, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. Our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to tell you guys that time is getting short. I've got a message. I've been on this whirlwind tour, I want to say, as I speak at other places, giving the opportunity The message today is time is getting short.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are so caught up in the things of the world. I'm talking the people of God. We are so caught up in the things of the world because the world is drawing us.
Yes.
And we're caught up in it. But there's something of a spiritual nature that's going on. There's something in the spirit realm that's going on.
That's
and
right.
Today, the Bible
that's
says
true.
The things of God are spiritually discerned. We got to see there's something going on.
Amen.
God is moving, doing something.
Yes.
And that's why it's so much spiritual warfare. The enemy's moving around.
Yes.
And families and lives and situations and relationships. He's orchestrating this stuff to distract us. But we know that the people of God know that time is getting short, and this is the message, and the message is to us, and that message is if you seek to accept the call of God, you've got to pass on the legacy. The message is legacy. I thank God, Pastor, you mentioned early that somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm here today because of prayers. I always tell this story because it's important to me and people need to hear it. And I say it as much as I can because everything that I am has come because that legacy was passed to me. And I, you know, it's the problem today is people aren't passing on the legacy to the next generation.
Come on now. Amen.
And that's what's going on, and that's why we're raising up a bunch of people. The Bible declares that Joseph would save the world as we know.
Mm-hmm.
He would save the world. He would come in God ordained to save the world. If we were here today, he'd be on social media. He'd be on Facebook.
Right.
He'd be on TikTok. He'd be the man. Everything would be on CNN. He'd be the man.
Right.
Everybody would know. That's how big Joseph was.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Bible declares, right? The Bible says there came a time when the new firm didn't know the God of Joseph.
Uh-huh.
The former Pharaoh had said, Joseph's God is God. He affirmed that he was indeed God. To the world he did. But the new Pharaoh didn't know the God of Joseph. How could that be?
Mm.
How could that be? He saved the world. And the God of the Bible, they didn't know. It came a time they didn't know it. Why? Because he became an old wives' tale, this God, something mom and them talked about. Peter said, we not follow cunningly devised fables, but he become a fable. Joseph, God was a fable. I heard it happen back in the day. And we're not even sure whether it actually happened. But we're going with what's going on right now. That's what happened. That's what happened, and as a result, it was a godless society. They were living a godless life. But we know the account of the Bible says what happened to them. We're in that state today. That's where we are. Every man does what's right in their own eyes. There's no reference point. And guess who's struggling? He's ready. Guess who's struggling? The children. The children. We got young people, man, that's struggling with this stuff, man. This stuff that's going on in the world today, man, is tough. It's tough for us. Imagine them trying to make sense of this mess, man. The world is telling them who they are, who they should be with, who they ought to be. They don't even know who they are. They look on Facebook to find out who I am, and it's based on how many people like me. And if they don't like me, I'm nothing. Why do you think young people committing suicide today? There's one girl, she was 29. I always tell the story. She's 29 years old. She's a model. And she's getting older. She's getting ready to turn 30, and she jumps out of the 29th floor of an hotel. That's the reality. See, we come and we worship, and we feel good. But we don't understand there's something real going on. God is a God that's dealing with us, and it's real and personal. It's flesh and blood. So we've gotten so caught up in religion
the form of godliness. That that's all we do. We have no effect on the community. We have no effect on our people. We have no effect on our children. On our children. We've learned some lessons. I'm sure I have some scars that you don't want to hear about how I got some scars. I should be able to tell the children and let them know that that's not the way to go. I've got to interact with them in their lives.
Yes.
I've got to pass down the legacy.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted to talk about today, the legacy. We learn about God. We learn how to live and how to live a life honoring God through his word. Not through, and let's be clear, what I'm saying to you is not me saying, kids, be good, go to school, all of that's well. But we've got some spiritual stuff going on. We've had some godless children.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to call it. We have some godless children, yes. Some children that God is not relevant in their lives.
Amen.
God is that building that sits on the corner and it has no factor in.
Yes.
My spiritual life is all based on a meme on social media or some good thing that somebody told me, some old saying. It sounds good, but I go on and live my godless life. My godless life. And there's a consequence to it. You see what I mean? When we look at the things in the scriptures, we see how God moves in the scripture. God has ordained that he is the Lord, and he is the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
We are under his obedience. We to live under his parameters. Do we get it right all the time? No. But guess what? The children, they've got a blank slate. They're learning as they go.
Yeah.
They're learning as they go. And guess what? We've got, when I was young, the TV was teaching you, and they call it the boom tube. Now they got so many things that are peering into their world. And they're trying to make decisions, and they're jumping here. This doesn't work, and I'm trying this, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. And then they just give up because nothing fulfills that thing that we know. That only God can fulfill.
Yeah.
I'm talking supernatural. Yeah. That God, the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Yeah. Old things have passed away. That change, like that, a man must be born again. You know, when you're younger, you hear that stuff, you really don't understand it. But when it happens to you, you kind of understand it.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is we've got to transfer this born-again experience, this things of God. The pastor said it, that his word won't return void. We got to pass his word. It's not just passing our experience and that I'm older than you and listen to me because I want you. I want to give you an example of it in the scripture. Turn, if you can, 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I'm sorry, the third chapter. I'm going to check my time because I was going to go 2 hours, but the pastor's looking at me kind of funny. I'm a speed this
time.
The third chapter of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And I want you all to know I'm sorry, give me a chance. 3 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I want you to, want you all to not just thank God for I did. Google. You know, we can Google. Some things are good. You can Google. I Googled legacy. The definition is the amount of money or property left to someone in a will. My grandmother died unexpectedly and left me a small legacy. It's something tangible. In some senses, legacy is what's left is my ideology, my thoughts, how I live, my moral compass. Today, we have children that don't have a moral compass. They're not even taught by their parents. Their parents just let them go. They let it, like you let the dog out and just go out and play, and when you're ready, come back. And now we see the effects in our world today. Mm-hmm. And we look into the government, we look into the officials, but guess what? Legacy doesn't start with the collective.
Amen.
It starts at home.
Yes. Yes.
It starts, watch this,
amen,
with one person.
Come on now.
One person. That person is you.
Thank you, Jesus.
One person. Paul would write to Timothy, the young preacher, in 2 Timothy, the second letter to Timothy. Paul would write to him because he was struggling. Being a young guy, he was a teenager, and he was preaching to older people. So he was struggling with his feelings concerning whether he was able to do it and, you know, his youth. He was struggling with his call. He was struggling with his purpose in life. Sounds familiar. That's what's going on with the children today. They got a call. They got a purpose.
Yes.
We can't think them into this purpose. We train them into it.
Yes, yes.
That purpose is not just to have a job and just to get through school. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses?
Come on.
Children are dying today. Children are dying today at a rapid rate, man. They're dying fast. And guess what the Bible says? We believe it. If they die apart from Jesus Christ, they live a Christless eternity. I didn't say it, the Bible said. We got to stop believing what we read and living it. James says that not be a hearer only, but a doer. Our problem is we sit on this thing and we just live it. And we're living in the blessings of God. We're struggling, but guess what? I call on God to help me, and he shows up the way he does at unmerited favor. He has blessed me. The Bible says that David said that he never seen a righteous forsaken or his descendants begging for bread, right? But guess what? Our problem is that we get the blessings, but we don't pass on where the blessings come from.
Yes.
The blesser.
Yes. Yes.
The children are reaping the benefits of the blessing.
Yes.
Somebody prayed for me. They're reaping the benefits of my prayers. But one day I'm not going to be there.
Right. Amen.
One day I'm not going to be there. I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then I'm going to get into the teaching. I told this story, and this is what I was going to tell you. I have to just shout it from every rooftop because it's powerful, and I'm going to write a book. Y'all pray for me as I'm trying to write this book about my life. I cry sometimes when I think
that's
about
right.
That.
It's okay. Keep fighting, man.
Stuff in my life. So when I stand here, man, I do it because God has been faithful to me, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Faithful. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know everybody got a story, but man,
come on now.
I should be here doing this, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing something that God called me to do. Now, I have no clue what to do.
Man,
I have no clue. I stand behind this thing, and I say, God, show up.
Thank you.
I say, God, show up. Why? Because he's shown up in my life. I've watched him be there.
Thank
I watched him do it.
Thank
I tell the story. I was born into a family of eight. I'm the youngest of eight. I was a baby. I was a mama's boy, right? I love my mama. And my father died when I was eight years old. And my mother died when I was 12. When I was 12, she left the baby poor here. And my mother's gone. He's gone, man. I'm talking real talk. Y'all might not experience that. My mama's gone. I cry now because I didn't know to cry then. I didn't even know what was going on, man. I cry now because I'm internalizing what God did in my life, man.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Even know it.
Thank you,
Jesus. I didn't even know it. When I hear that song, somebody pray for me. I cry when I hear it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
thank you,
Jesus. Because
thank you, God.
It's a part of my legacy, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. It's a part of it. God had his hand on me there, right?
Yes.
And he had a plan for my life. I didn't even know.
Yes.
I told the story that my mother didn't leave me a lot of money, though, but she left me the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was priceless in my life. I got all friends that have different testimonies than mine. My mother left eight children. And I legacy is on my heart because my sister, who raised me, she was only 18 years old when she when my mother died. My mother owned the house, and my mother said she didn't want us to be separated. My sister who raised me just passed 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And for all intended purposes, she was my mother.
Right.
So I'm here to spread the word about the authenticity of legacy. Sometimes we get caught up in words and we just see it from afar. That word is just a rhetoric. It's rhetorical. Remember I told you on Facebook they type in something. It has no blood. It has no reality to it. I just want to pass on you the reality of what I'm teaching today. I'm talking about what I've had to live.
Power. Why? Because it's
not powerful in our life. The young people don't see the power of God in our life. Why? Because they see us vacillating back and forward. I say God, but I don't live a God-fearing life.
Come on now.
I say I'm God-fearing, but I don't live it. I'm living before them. And what the Bible says, we are epistles being read of men. Our children are reading us. They're reading us. That means they're watching us. They're learning from us. Even when we don't speak, they're learning what I do or what I don't do. They're watching and they are internalizing. It's showing them who they're going to be, who they're going to ascend to, because they want to be just like me. Mm-hmm. They want to be just like my mommy. They want to be just like my daddy. It starts in the home, see?
Right.
The legacy starts in the home.
That's
they want to be like they, see? It starts in the home. Watch what Paul would say. He said, let's go down to verse 10. Because I want to tell you, he's mentoring Timothy here. He told him about the times. Now he's talking about the remedy. The remedy for the time. He didn't say, let's go out of the world. Let's not be a part of it. He said, from such turn away. He said, don't live like them. Don't be like them, right?
Amen.
But he's talking to Timothy about his call. About his call, the next generation, about his call, about their call. Somebody's got to pass this thing on. The Bible declares that we are to go, therefore, in our home first. Watch what Paul tells him. He says, but you carefully follow my doctrine. He's talking mentoring. I've been mentoring you, Timothy. I've been talking to you the things of God. I've been giving you godly counsel. I've been talking to you about the things of God, Timothy.
Yeah.
He said, you follow my doctrine. I've been talking about doctrine or the doctrines of the Bible. He wasn't talking about, man, be a woman, this is what we do. He said, this, you follow my doctrine, right? Watch this. You carefully follow my doctrine and manner of life. Epistles being read of men.
Yeah.
Are we living a life that the young people can emulate? Just a big word that they would imitate.
Mm-hmm.
That they would be like me.
Yeah.
Do I want my children to be like me? I may not have children. Do I want the children on the block to be like me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want the people when I go in the supermarket and they see me, do they see a man of honor or do they see something else?
Mm-hmm.
A man of God? Or do they?
Yeah.
Does the aura of God walk with me?
Yeah.
Does the anointing of God walk with me? When I'm in obedience to God, his spirit is manifest, and it goes before me everywhere I go. Do the children see that? See, it's time for us to make a decision.
Hallelujah.
We got to make a decision.
Yes,
And the decision, am I going to pass this thing on? And if I'm passing on a legacy, what am I passing on? Watch what Paul said. Paul was passing it on in himself, right? He said, listen, you followed my manner of life. You followed my purpose. You followed my faith. Let me stop there. I shared with you guys about my mother. My mother introduced me to Jesus Christ, and he was my mother's God, right?
Yes.
One day I had to make him my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, come on now.
One day I had to make him my God. I had to follow her faith. I had to make
Thank
him my God, but she introduced me to it.
Thank you, God.
And if Jesus said that no man can come into me except the Father draw him, God was drawing me all the time. This is Paul. This is what Paul is saying to Timothy. And when we get a little further down, Timothy was being drawn throughout life. We getting ready to get, I'm a little ahead of myself. When he talked about Timothy throughout the scriptures, right? Remember we talked the Old Testament, New Testament, before Christ, after Christ, right? Timothy was being taught by his family concerning the things of God.
Uh-huh.
He was ready for the gospel when the gospel came.
Yes.
He was already drawn. The soil was ready for the seed.
Right.
He said, you follow my faith. He says, and persecution, afflictions, which happened to me. Sometimes when we see our children, this is why it's important to pass this legacy of Jesus Christ on, because they don't know what we do in the room at night by ourselves. They don't know when I'm calling on the Lord, because I don't want them to see. When I'm crying the tears, don't know how the bills won't get paid, don't know how the car payment, the insurance, the mortgage, I don't know how to keep the job. They done told me this, the world done said this, and I'm depending on God to go against what I'm calling on God. I'm exercising my faith. Do we show them that? Or are we hiding their phone? We trying to make our children, with what they call it back in the day, I'm faking the phone. I'm trying to make my children think that I'm in charge of life. I've got to know let my children know that in this world you shall have tribulation, but you can be of good courage because Jesus Christ has overcome these things of the world. But the children need something to hold on that's not tangible. They're already holding on to the tangible things of the world. It's not doing them any good. We need to pass on what's important for them to hold on to.
Yes.
Look what he said. He said, watch, look at verse 4. Look, verse 14. Well, I'm going to do verse 13 because we got to talk about though everybody's not for you. We've got to let them know loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Some people, the Bible says bad friendships corrupt morals.
Yeah.
We're teaching the principles of the world, but we're teaching it biblical, out of the Bible.
Amen.
I'm teaching them about real, I'm talking about the reality, I'm teaching them out of life, out of the Bible. I'm showing them that this situation you're going on with Ray Ray and JoJo and whoever, they're not good for you.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says it. Look what he says. He says, look at verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You've got a lot of people that's trying to capture our young people to pull them away from the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They pull them to all of the cults, all of the different stuff. And today it's even more. Remember, we got Facebook. We got all of that that's coming to them. So even when I'm talking to things of God, they're not hearing it. Why? Because the enemy's drawing them to that false doctrine. But see, I've got to know the word. I've got to live the word. It starts with me in order to teach them.
Amen.
I can't walk around like I don't, because I'm what? Oh, I forgot. If I'm a believer. If I'm a believer, I need to be taught this stuff.
Yes.
If I'm a believer. But if I'm a believer, I've got to teach them that everybody's not for you. Evil men and imposters are everywhere. But what Paul told Timothy, watch the remedy. Now we get into the remedy. The remedy of the situations of the world right now, today. The remedy. Look at the remedy that he said. He said, listen. He says, verse 14, he says, but you must continue. First, he's encouraging him to continue in spite of the circumstances.
Yes.
He's encouraging him to continue. But we tell kids stuff, but we don't tell them how. And that the problem with the young people today, they think they need to know. They think they know everything. And if they don't know, it makes them feel like they're inadequate. Like there's something wrong with them. They know as much as a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old. They just know what they can know. We got to tell them that. We got to tell them based on the scriptures. See, when I look in the scripture and I tell them about those imposters, and they say, wow, how did mom and dad know I was going through this? Because the word of God is live.
Yes.
It's the discerner of men's heart. That's what the Bible says, right? And then God starts validating his word in their heart. They tend to make my God their God. Then they're connecting with God. See, I'm showing them the relevancy of God, not the building.
Yes.
Not the church service I'm going to. I'm showing that the God of the universe is intervening in their lives in the moment.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I'm teaching legacy. Watch this. He says, but you must continue in what? In the things that you've learned.
Yes.
Wow. The problem, they're continuing in the things that they're learning, but they're learning the wrong things. And that's why it's perpetuated in the young, what they call it, the millennial generation. I think they call it Generation X now. But they're continuing in the things that they were learning, but they were the wrong things that they had learned.
Mm-hmm.
And the blind is indeed leading the blind.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. We've got to know that. But we've got to start raising people in a legacy that leaders and not followers, leaders concerned in the things of God. Look at this and says, he says, you've got to continue in the things you've learned and been assured of. Assured of. Some of the biggest problems in kids today, they're seeking assurance. That's why they're looking for likes on Facebook, and they want somebody to assure them to say, you okay, you're somebody. Assure me that I'm doing it right. Why? Because my mama not telling me. My daddy's not telling me. I'm living a life. I come and live with you. They don't even care. When I was young, at 11 o'clock, it would come on the television and say, do you know where your children are? Nobody asked that question anymore. That question never comes up anymore. Never. You see kids walking around. Drive at night, you see kids, you see. The kids are under 18. And let me be clear. This message is not about the children. It's about the people of God. But the people who are suffering are the children. Why? Because the God of Joseph became what? A figment of the imagination. It became an old wives' tale. We in that. I want to keep you focused on that's what's going on today. But look what Paul said. Paul said, he's teaching them. He says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them from. Wow. When I start teaching my child, the young people, the people in my neighborhood, the people who know me, they have a certain sense of trust. They have a certain sense of trust. And because I'm a man of God, God is going to confirm that it's the truth of his word. And then that truth, remember I told you that reality is validated by truth. They start seeing the reality of my truth when they trust me. He say, I'm assuring you that these things will come to pass in your life. And when they come to pass, they're going to say, wow. And then they're going to start teaching those things. Let me move a little further right here. He said, this is the greatest part. Verse 15, his legacy. Listen to what he tells Timothy. He say, and that from childhood, wow, you have what? You've known the Holy Scriptures. Wow.
Yes.
Are we teaching our children the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I retired from the Postal Service, and I was training a young guy, and he was, I think he might have been in his 20s, and, you know, we ride, and I'm talking about the things of God. And I said, well, you know, John 3:16, God so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, don't you?
Right. Yeah,
yeah. And he said, no, what does it say? When I was a little boy, everybody in the world knew John 3:16.
Yeah.
If they went to church or not went to church.
Right.
We have a generation of kids and people that don't know the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
How can I have success in the things of God if I don't know the scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
How can I have success? Look. I'm getting ready to go back, but look what the scriptures are. This is the importance of the scriptures in this spiritual time that we're dealing with. We're dealing with something of a spiritual nature. I'm not even going to talk about the pandemic, but we do know the pandemic was something spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Only the God, the Almighty God of the universe could shut down the world.
Yeah.
The world. Shut down Wall Street.
Yeah.
The money.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Only the God of the Bible could do that.
Yeah.
All right. So look, this is why we got to lean. We got to be teaching these children and our people about the God of the Bible. We're talking about his power, his omnipresence. He's around the world. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. See, remember I told you, reality is validated by truth, right? The truth is that he's all-powerful, and then I point to the pandemic. His power above man's power. He says, and this is where I want to be clear that we're not talking about me trying to create something. We're just trying to be obedient to what God has called to be. That's all we got to do, right? Look, he says in verse 16, he says, all scripture is given by who? By God. For a reason. There's a purpose. We just don't use it. We just don't use it. I have all the excuses why I can. I got to work. I got this. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry. But he says all scripture is given by God. Why? And it is profitable for what? For doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Watch this. It teaches me what right is. It shows me what right is. Righteousness. It shows me what right is as it relates to God. It shows me what right is. The children are having problems today understanding right from wrong.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
In today's time, wrong has become right.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. What used to be wrong in our day is right, and they stand on the rooftop and yell it.
Yeah.
We should see that as something spiritual going on. That's not... How can you change a society? How can you change the morals of society? Something spiritual nature. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual thing going on in our community today.
Yes.
And in the churches, we've got to teach this stuff.
Yes.
Stop preaching the stuff that has no substance.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We tend to preach ice cream and cake. We need to start preaching some collard greens.
Amen.
Oh, I got so hungry. I'm sorry. Some macaroni and cheese. We gotta start preaching some stuff. We gotta start some preaching some stuff that'll keep them. That'll make them strong and make them wise.
Because
they're the next generation. We gotta teach them stuff that the world can't stop. The world can't stop them from being who God's called them to be. When they're walking in obedience to God, it can't stop them. It's impossible to stop the God of the universe from doing what he said. Look, he says, the instruction in righteousness, ready? So that the man of God may be complete. Complete means mature. He has everything that he needs, right? And thoroughly equipped for what? Good work. Good works. For every good work that God has called him to be. We've got to teach that stuff. And that comes only from the scripture. It doesn't come from my opinion. It doesn't come from my past. It doesn't come from my past mistakes. Because I look in the scripture and I confirm that my past mistakes was indeed a mistake.
Yes. Amen.
But I prove it to them in the scripture, not through my experience.
Yes.
I'm talking about us living this thing. We epistles being read of men. That's the practical side of what I believe.
Yes.
We've got to start getting practical in what we say we believe.
Yes.
The days of the kids just following us like cattle is gone. Kids have intellect today. They want to talk about these things.
Right.
They want to ask questions about God. They've got questions.
Real.
The problem is I don't have the answers.
Yeah.
And that's why I stay away from the subject. Because I don't read the Bible. I go to church. I don't read it as much. I know a few scriptures here and there, but the psalmist says, thy word I've hid in my heart that I would not sin.
Yeah.
We got to start hiding that word in our heart because the kids, listen, the kids are like a computer, right? When you get a computer, it has nothing in it. We put everything in it. I'm not the computer expert, but I'm told you put everything. Same thing with them. When my daughter was young, I told her mother, I say, we've got to teach our daughter what she needs to know because they're going to learn something.
Right.
They're going to learn something. If I don't teach them, they're going to learn. They're not going to be a blank slate. And then when I don't teach them, I'm saying, we talked about my mother. My mother said, I'm going to teach you guys right from wrong because when you do wrong, you can't say you didn't know right.
Are we
passing on the legacy? That's important. I know we holy sanctified. I know we all that and we blessed of God and we got favor with God and I know God's on my side. But am I passing down the legacy? I can't leave out this. He said that from a child, verse 15. You've known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make you wise to salvation.
Hallelujah.
that is able to make you wise to salvation. He says that you were already taught about God when you were a child. I'm teaching you about the things of God, about that a man must be born again, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. I'm teaching them that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. I'm teaching the young people, if he that believes on the Son is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned. Condemned already. Yeah. You know that scripture says that God sends nobody to hell. People choose hell when they choose not to believe. The children got to know that. Well, Mama, Daddy, you told me the John 3:16, but I'm not sure. When I didn't accept him, I denied him.
That's right.
We got to start teaching that stuff. We got to start speaking it. We got to start speaking. It's imperative right now. Why? Because these indeed are the last days. Look around. We already know. The problem is we still think that there's hope for the world. But we're partly right. There's hope for the world, but that hope comes from the man Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's no other name under the heavens whereby man must be saved. The Bible says that day will come, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then that we alive will ever meet him in the air, right? And I want to close with this. When that day happens, because we believe the scripture and we've not followed cunningly devised fables, right? When that day happens, right, the world will never be the same. If you think the world is bad now, if you think it's bad now, when Jesus Christ comes and takes the believers out of the world will never be the same. It's already in motion.
Yeah.
It's in motion. That's a pivotal time in life. Man will not be able to drop us an atomic bomb to stop that. Facebook will be in disarray. It'll be, what they say, the false things they be saying on Facebook, the aliens have come, and it'll be a whole bunch of mess. But we know that these are the last days, and I just want to encourage you guys to get, you know, the legacy is important. It's time for us to get on mission by passing on the legacy. Let me be clear. Am I saying go home and take the Bible and bust your kids upside the head with it? No. Are we going home and tell them they're going to hell? No. Because God... Listen, the Bible says that God wished that none perish.
Amen.
We still in the scriptures. See the importance of talking scripture, right? That I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the dependent begging the poor. I'm going to tell them that. I'm a believer, and I know God has you covered. Come on, son, let me pray with you before you go out into this world that's going on with this stuff that we read in the third chapter. We've got to start talking about the power of prayer, son, daughter. I've been praying for you. I got to tell them my story of how I came to know Jesus Christ. Because if I don't have, if I don't have a story of how I came to know Jesus Christ, do I really know Jesus Christ? Let us pray, because I only got 90 seconds. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
Thank you.
We thank you for your word that we know is true, God. We thank you for just God, the eye-opening word of what's going on today in the hands of God. We pray for our children today, God. We pray, God, for these people who are here today, the people who are listening on the radio, God. We just pray for the people of God that they would get on task, God, and pass this legacy down to the children, God, to their neighbor, not only to the children, to their family members, to their mother, to their father, to their neighbor, to the people in the market, God, in the gas station, God, that they would go forward with your word, God, planting the seed of the word, God, that your word says that some water, some plant, but you will indeed give the increase. We thank you for your grace and mercy, and just ask that you continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Put on one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the word.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, it's tight, but it's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank God for the word of God.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you do it again?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Please put a prayer request on your envelope, your offering envelope. Hallelujah. Your envelope's all prayed over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Please pray for your name and the date is on your envelope. Please put a prayer request on your envelope. Hallelujah. And thank to God, name your seed. Hallelujah. I thank God personally for the word of God that has gone forth. Hallelujah. My mom taught me the word. My mother just passed in January. She's 99 years old. Hallelujah. And I only know a righteousness from my mom. And I taught my children. They didn't want to always hear it. They may not have always agreed with it. And hallelujah. But one of my daughters is here today, Pamela. They helped the pastor pass out the certificate. That's my youngest. And her boys are here. And she's passing the word of God on to them. Hallelujah. We have to do it, thanks to God. Moms, dads, we have to, if they want to hear, if they don't want to hear, hallelujah. If we don't, God's going to get us. God's going to get us. We have to give it to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
All right. God bless you, Pastor. I tell you, that was a right now word.
Amen.
I know we hear people say that all the time. But that was a right now word. Thank God for you, Pastor, and I appreciate your words and the anointing that came through now. And we're going to make sure that we send you a link so we can hear this again, okay? Amen. The right now word, hallelujah. And we thank God for the First Lady.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you somewhere out there?
I am here.
Yeah. Right. Would you like to share a word or two or something?
Giving honor to God, I just want to say thank you to God bringing this message that we heard today. It was a very good message.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I really didn't mean a little short word, but you could have talked a little longer there, but that, praise God. And I thank God for, I know you got some members here that are with you. Okay, go ahead.
I thank God. I'm sorry, I forgot.
That I want to just honor our members who came out. I think I see one that came out. Sister Leslie came out. I took her time to come out and support her pastor. And her sister Donna. Oh, hey, man. You know, with these masks, we can't see much. So, you know, so we thank God for you guys coming out. And forgive me, you know, as the Lord was just moving on me, I'm kind of in the zone, as it were. And I just want to apologize for my wife. You know she's my wife. She got to say that stuff, right? All right. She got to go home with me.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. And let's give the God in Pastor Jason a round of applause. Come on now. Now, Pastor Peaches is going to deal with the offering that the minister has given.
Yes.
And the seed you sow is a crop you grow.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
And we're only taking one offering, so we had set something aside for the church and something aside for the...
Hallelujah.
You go ahead and put it all in there at one time. Is that all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Yes.
Do you remember the scripture that you said you wanted me to read? I think it was in 1 Corinthians. You said when we had offering.
Okay. Try 6 and 7. Let's see.
Hallelujah.
Oh, chapter 9, of course.
Thank you, Jesus.
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 5, 6, 7. I think that's what it's all. Is that it? Hallelujah. Praise God.
No, you said 2 Corinthians?
Yes, 2 Corinthians.
Hallelujah. And thank you, God. Name your seed.
Yes.
I know we aren't trying to get you to buy a miracle or anything like that, but when there is something that's on your heart that you're believing God for, sow a seed. Be seed-minded.
Hallelujah.
Let God know what you are standing in need of.
The seed you sow
is the crop you grow. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hold your offering of your seed before the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for the seed to sow and bread to eat. And Lord God, increase the fruit of our righteousness. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for giving to us, Lord God, so that we can give back to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, you see and you know the needs of every household. Lord God, let no household be lacking anything. Bless them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Give to them, Lord God, as they give to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, 30, 60, 100, even up to 1,000-fold return back to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God. We praise your name. Lord God, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. We don't give you grudgingly, Lord God, for you desire to cheer forgivers. Hallelujah. And we're going to be cheer forgivers, Lord God, because you can give us some more and some more and some more. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be able to feed the poor and clothe the naked. Hallelujah. And sow into the mission field, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And Deacon AJ collects the offering.
Before you do that, excuse me, just a second.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that doesn't have anything to sell right now? Need to raise your hand if you
see. Is there anyone that does not have any money to put in the envelope? Raise your hand. We're not asking to embarrass. We want you to be blessed too. It's on the front of the envelope. You write your name and a prayer request. If it's something that you want God to do for you, you write it on the envelope.
Any hands up?
Is that a hand back there, little one? Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'd just like to say one thing before we go any further. Praise the Lord.
He's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches beat you and test the Lord. Hear your pastor.
Thank you.
Just 1 second
earlier. And he has to go home with me so he knows what's up.
Did you find that scripture?
It's not the one that I remember you saying that you won.
Okay.
But the scripture is that you give stingily. It's going to come back to you stingily. You give plentifully and bountifully, it's going to come back to you bountifully. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deacon Ainsley is collecting the envelopes, and Yvette is collecting pennies or change. This is for, we are assisting Dr. Helene Russell, which will be our speaker in January, and building the hospital in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
They do not have hospitals like we do, y'all. Sometimes the people die before they even get to the hospital. Sometimes the moms are taking the children, sometimes the children die before they even get to Uganda. Before they get to the hospital.
Praise the Lord. And one U.S. penny.
Jesus Lord.
Jesus Lord.
Oh, did I say that? One U.S. penny is worth 370.49 shillings in Ugandan money. Hallelujah. So a little bit here goes a long way over there. Amen. So your penny, if all you guys are penny, put it in there. That's 370.49 shillings over in Uganda. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The 16th verse, this is where I had my...
Okay, go ahead.
It says, regarding the relief offering for poor Christians that is being collected, you get the same instructions I gave the church in Galatia. Every Sunday, each of you make an offering and put it in safekeeping. Be as generous as you can. When I get there, you'll have it ready, and I won't have to make a special appeal. Then after I arrive, I'll write letters authorizing whomever you delegate and send them off to Jerusalem to deliver your gift. If you think it's best that I go alone, I'll be glad to travel with them. I plan to visit you after passing through northern Greece. I won't be staying there long, but maybe I can stay a while with you, maybe even spend the winter. Then you shall give me a good send-off. Wherever I may be headed next, I don't want to drop by in between other primary destinations. I want a good, long, leisurely visit. If the master agrees, we'll have it for the present. I'll stay right here in Ephesus. A huge door of opportunity for good work has opened up here. There is also mushrooming position.
And what verse was that?
This is... 1 Corinthians 16.
Interesting.
And this is about when all...
1 Corinthians?
Yes. This first
what chapter?
16.
Chapter 16, what verse?
1.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It says, regarding the relief offering for poor Christians that is being collected.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Lord.
When Dr. Helene Russell showed a picture of one of the school, and the name of the city, honey, is the name of the school.
Spiral Road Primary School.
Spiral Road Primary School, and this school we were able to donate Braille writers. They have 30 or more blind children at that school, and they needed instrument the tools to be able to write and. Right, and they need the paper and all this. In some places in Africa, past the third grade, they have to pay tuition. So a lot of children, that's as far as they go because their parents have to pay tuition, and a lot of them can't afford the tuition. And the picture that was shown to me by Dr. Russell, the young boy was sitting, the schoolhouse, it was just a building. It didn't have a door. And there was the young boy was sitting on the outside of the school and trying to lean over to hear whatever he could hear because his parents weren't able to pay tuition for him to go inside. So we are very fortunate. We are so blessed for our children. I mean, a free education.
And we take so much for granted.
Yes.
And we need to stop it because time is winding up. And we need to just to realize what's going on, the real deal. And I thank God for Pastor Jason for giving us the right now word today. And we got to, hallelujah, we got to keep on, what can I say, we got to be about our Father's business, period. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Peaches, everything is in your hands now.
Thank you, Lord. I would like to open the doors of the church. If there's anyone that would love to join in fellowship, please raise your hand. Hallelujah. Okay, there's no hands. Is there anyone that has a praise report? Is there anyone that God has done something for that you would like to share? I'll say a minute and a half.
I had something.
Praise God.
I was taking my brother to church this earlier this morning. On my way coming back, God saved me because the car came. Was turning, almost hit me. I had hit the horn. So God spared my life for having me be in an accident. And then going back to pick him up again, coming back, this red car, I had my blinker on trying to get to, you know, the left lane. So when you want to make the left turn, you're supposed to have your blinker on my head. This red car came up beside me, almost hit me by too much. So I thank God for sparing my life. Going and coming back.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Morning
and coming back
home. I
lift my prayer for. I thank God for the being there for me. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anyone else that has a praise report? Hallelujah. Nothing, no one else, God ain't done. Haven't been nobody?
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. I just want to say while coming here, so this morning, I just have been worshiping prayer, and I had to be transparent with my youngest son this morning because I went to check the emails, and when I sat down to look at the work emails, it was like this heavy feeling that came over me, and it didn't feel good. I felt anxious and nervous and so forth and so on, and I said, I am going to make sure that I press my way today. So then I turned to you, my youngest son, and I said, Malachi, I feel that something is heavy. Something is heavy. So then I said, Malachi, pray. You know, pray. And then I told him, and I think that he was just like excited for the radio thing that was coming on, even in his phone. At that time, so then I just encouraged him. I had to be mindful not to snap at him, you know, at him, because I felt that he really wasn't paying attention, but it wasn't that. So then I just said, Malachi, you don't have to turn down the TV. You don't have to wait for a certain time. You can pray at any time. You can talk to God at any time. So driving here, I had that flash of that. And so I said, God, just let whoever is the speaker, because, of course, Pastor Peaches, then she has been announcing this on Sunday for quite a few weeks every morning on the prayer call that we are on. And I just said, God, touch our oldest son's heart. Touch our oldest son's heart. And I won't look at him because I won't give him a feel like I'm like an embarrassing him because I'm already, you know, speaking. But I just was like, just touch his heart. They both are good children. They are both, you know, kind, and they aren't disrespectful to me. Of course, if they are 17 and 20, but that's no excuse, you know. So just to have the speaker, and then I glanced at my son, our oldest son, and to glance at him, and he wasn't asleep, but he was looking directly at the pastor.
Amen.
And then I just was like, God,
thank you, God.
Just go beyond with the connection, not just with the words, but let it be something connective.
Yes.
And I said, because you are that type of God. You are a connective God.
Yes. My God.
And so when the pastor said his birthday, I said, oh, my goodness. And then I looked at my son because often I say it's 10:01 for my oldest son's birthday, and then of course the visiting pastor's birthday is 10:10. So then I then leaped over to this woman I do not know, and I said, sister, I don't know, but I may play that number. So then she and I shared in a laugh, and then she moved from back here, and she came up. I was like, oh my God, this is wife, like really, this is wife. So I'll end it with this. I thank the pastor for your boldness, for being transparent, you know, all of your transparency, for you being a godly man, and is not afraid of his emotions, because there are other men in here, even young men, to know that it is okay to get into the word of God. It is okay to love your mother. It is okay and not to be shameful. But when you said your mother introduced you, my youngest son, thank me, and I'm sad. Actually brought it up in a conversation. Actually, I'm brave. And then he said to me, Mommy, I like how you said that you like that your mother introduced you to Jesus. So I just thank you. This is a whole blessing from God today. And blessings to you, sir.
I wanted to say that I thank God for your sister. I stopped the pastor because you needed to hear this. I thank God. I cry now because God is just awesome. He's in my life. I prayed about this message. You ready? You ready? I like coming here because I feel the spirit of God. And the spirit of God when I'm sitting here. And my prayer is, God, that you will confirm what you're doing in my life.
Thank you.
When you walked through the door, God said it was about you and you brought your sons in.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. And my daughter's birthday is 10-1.
Wow.
God said, when I saw it, I was like, wow. He had already given me the message. Then I saw the two of you, and God said, when he saw you, I saw the anointing of God and when you God. And then your sons came with his head and touched the top.
Right.
I'm joking. And I was like, wow. And then you said, your birthday, my daughter's birthday, is 10-1, and I pray for her. She's in your generation. So I just wanted to share with you what God was talking with me. So when you say what you say, that's confirmation to me that God was confirming to me before you even got here. It was already done. And it's good, brother. It's done. So be encouraged and know that God is there. That's some confidence. See, I like to see when God moves because it's real.
Yes.
I don't don't want to hear the stories of God. I like when God moves in my life and he reveals himself to me. That's when it's real. That I know God is real. If not my mother's God, it's my God, and I know he's real. And I'll be like, well, and that's why I worship him. That's why I'm not afraid to wear my emotions. Guess what? Because they say, if it were not for the goodness of God who was on my side. See, I know that. People look at me now and they think I'm all in the bag of chips. I try to let you know I'm nobody had it not been for the Lord. And I'm telling you, I try to be authentic in what I do. Because I can't take the credit. God has done so much, and I cry because I told you it's only now that I understand the power of God. I understand the favor of God. I understand what those words that I've always heard through church, the church words. I understand what they are today, and that's why I say we got to. And that message concerning it was for you that we got to just teach the children about God and let God do the rest with them.
Right. Yes.
I'm a testimony of what prayer does. I haven't always been in his will, but I've watched God just be there. He's always faithful to me. Yes. So when I talk about David, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants beg for bread. I'm the testimony.
Hallelujah.
I'm the testimony. I don't get into the stuff of life. But just what God is doing in my life, even with you today, I felt I'm honored because I was kind of connected with that. And then to find out your family.
Right.
If that ain't God, who is it? I'm just sitting here. We already was running late. We just got in the door before you got here. And then God will confirm the word with you, and then they come in, and then all of that. I just want to show you that we pray. See, we always pray for God, but we never look for the answers. His answer is always in the spirit realm.
Right.
The things of God are spiritually discerned. I pray for God, and then I just go about in the flesh.
Right.
That's why I never hear from God.
Mm.
I pray for God, and I got to stop looking for the confirmation of his existence that I'm in his will. I've got to start looking for it in the spirit realm. That means I've got to be in prayer. I've got to be in his word. I've got to have I've got to listen to the people of God that God has put in my life to help me learn his will.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
I've got to listen to them. I've got to, when they're speaking, I've got to hear God. I've got to be listening for God. God, what is they saying to me? What are they saying? I got to stop hearing them in the flesh. I got to hear them in the spirit realm because I'm trying to get my prayer. I'm trying to hear the answer to the prayer that I prayed.
Right.
And when God moves, he moves in his timing. So I'm always anticipating the move of God. That's what faith is. I'm sitting on the edge of my chair anticipating the move of God. I'm not sitting there in despair about the things that's going on. I'm anticipating, say, God, I'm waiting for you to move. And I've got to look to see when he moves. Because the Bible says those that are led by the Spirit indeed. So I got to look for the Spirit is answering my prayer. And it might be, I always tell the story of Hansel and Gretel. I'm old school. I'm dating myself now. They had crumbs. There was crumbs that got them where they needed to be, and they picked the crumb up. That's what God does in the spirit realm. I'm praying, and give me something. I've got to act by faith. I've got to know this is God concerning my children, concerning my life, my spiritual walk. So I say that because when I'm sitting there, that's why I cry sometimes when God sends you in, and I'm like, wow. And then I hear your son saying they already had some kind of connection with it. I always got a connection for young people. I got a call for young people. And I had a connection. And then he said he was 10-1, and I wanted to jump for joy because my daughter's birthday is 10-1, and I'm praying for her and her life and my, you know, and all that's going on with her. And I just wanted to thank God. I just needed to say that to you because that's what you need. That's God in your life. That's real. And you guys like too. That's the real stuff. And guess what? It's a part, and I know you guys, I want to embarrass you guys even, but it's a part of your legacy. That's what it is. You can't get away from this. You can't get away. You can try. When I ran from God, I ran into God. Why? Because from a child I knew the Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Your mama teaching them, she's speaking them to you. And you can't. So what you got to do is, it's better for you to get in line with God and say, God, what's your will?
Yes.
Not what you will for me, God, what's your will? You got to start seeking his will, not even mama's will. God, what's your will?
Amen.
What's your will? I got to know, I got to receive that God is a part of my heritage. He's a part of my heritage. That's my legacy. I'm the next generation to do these things of God. I like it or not, that's who I am. I've got to understand who. Facebook don't tell me that. Social media don't tell me that. I got to know that based on my legacy, my heritage, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I'm close. I know I already preached the message, but I just want to share this with you guys. One of my favorite TV shows, movie is The Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah.
And it has the depiction of Moses going through all that he goes, he went through in life. He trying to discern the will of God. It's a physical representation, and he's in the wilderness. He's going through all of the sentiment. So then it says, and then he was ready for the master's hand.
Yes.
He was ready. That's what Cecil B. He said, then he was ready for the master's hand. And that's when God put his hand around Moses, and the story is what we read now. Why? Because Moses, even when he was in the Pharaoh's camp, right, He was in the Pharaoh's army. It wasn't his call.
Right.
He had a legacy that was already. He didn't even know his legacy. Remember, because he was abandoned as a child, kind of sort of, right? But God had a plan for him. He didn't even know it when he was out there in the world doing his thing. That God had a plan, and God was going to bring him to that very thing that he said, regardless of who Moses thought he was.
Come on now.
What the world was saying who Moses was. Regardless of that, God said, I got a plan for you, and when for such a time as this, I'm going to bring you into it when it's time. He's a God of timing, and you got to know his timing is going to be in your life. It's whether you want to release yourself to him now or later. But guess what? It's a part of your legacy. It's part of your heritage. You are going to release yourself to him. Whether you like it or not, it's already in your line. It's in my line. I knew I was going to be a, for the record, I knew I was going to be a preacher when I was a young boy. One of the reasons why I've given God to young people, because I knew I was going to be a preacher, but I didn't know anything about preaching. I thought of preaching. I didn't know. But I sensed the call of God. I sensed his hand on my life. I was always special and different. I always tried to fight that, but one day I had to just come and understand that that's who I was, and it was because of his hand was always on my life, and that's why I tell the story now, because I didn't know it then. So that's why I try to reach out to young people to try to tell them you're greater than what the world is telling you.
That's right.
You're greater than. You just got to walk. If you release yourself to God right where you are, he will change your life. He'll do some stuff in your generation. In Georgia, because God is raising up some new preachers for today.
Come on now.
We talk about preaching like I got to be in the pulpit. No, we talk about people of God that's going to go and proclaim his power.
That's right.
That's all we're doing. Among my people, we proclaim his power. I'm a Christian. I can just have the conversation. I'm a Christian. What do you believe? The Bible says, be ready and willing to give a reason for the hope that's in you when asked. Somebody asks you, will you say you're a Christian? Why are you Christian? I got the word in me. And then I say, well, the Bible says, blah, 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 blah. That's all I'm doing. Just like I can talk about social media and the local stuff and the new stuff up to date, I can be able to be readily available for God to use me within my realm of influence.
Amen.
And that's my people who going to be who they are. I'm young just like them, and they're going to start seeing the power of God move in my life. I can just talk this to you, but I guarantee if you decide and one day just say, God, I surrender. And guess what? No, it's not even that. It's the fact of me internalizing the fact that God, I surrender. When I surrender, right, God is going to supernaturally move those circumstances in your life for you to perform the things that he's called you to do. I'm not saying to do it in the flesh. I'm saying just say, God, I surrender. And then he's going to start showing you spiritual things that only you and I can know, like when your mother walked through the door.
Right.
And you're going to say, wow. And you're going to just, if you're in the spirit, you're going to say, wow, God. You don't understand it, but you know it's God.
Right.
And
right.
Then God, in the end, tell you, yeah, you're right. Because when God is moving, I don't see him moving because he's moving in the spirit. It's only when I get up here, I look back and say, wow, God, you was there. Because I'm not doing it in the flesh, I'm doing it in the spirit.
Yeah.
It's not of me, it's of God. And I look back and somebody come and say, like the sister say, wow, that message, that was God. That wasn't me. God say, this is the message you're going to teach, legacy. I know all this.
Yeah.
This is what God does. So I just wanted to share that with you because you guys need to hear that. And that's not even, it's just a fact.
Yes.
It's just a fact. I mean, it's tough. I thank God for people like you guys that grew up in that relationship and you got that lineage because I'm a witness of it. I'll close with this. My mother's mother's youngest brother, who was the only boy, was a pastor in South Carolina for years. I always knew of Uncle Johnny being the pastor. And now God has positioned me to be the youngest one. I'm the pastor in the family. I'm following that lineage. I didn't know. I always thought Uncle Johnny, he used to come around as Uncle Johnny. But I didn't know that God had his hand on me. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. It was a lot. But if you just release yourself to God and not to the stuff of the world, the form of God, just say, well, God, I'm releasing. I don't understand it, but the pastor said, I'm releasing myself. Show me. Show me. And he'll guide you. He'll lead you. You got to be listening. You said the prayer. Now you got to be looking for the answer. You got to look for the answer because it's about you and him. So be encouraged on that.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Boshay. Hallelujah.
Yes. Anybody else? Yes, I'd like to acknowledge our visitors today. Hallelujah. I have a visitor's card, and the name on it is Donna Comer. Can you raise your hand?
Hallelujah.
Go in, the daughter.
That's what I said. And you were the guest of?
Sister Mary.
Amen.
Thank
you so much for being here today with us.
Let's give her a hand clap here. Come on now. Hallelujah. Welcome.
And Sister Anna Warren. Hallelujah.
Anna Warren?
Yes, Anna.
Look, Anna. Oh, my God.
Yes. Sister Julie brought her, she has two grandsons. Can they give their names, or can you give them their names? Young man, can you stand and tell us your name?
Malachi
Murphy.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, young men, for being here with us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for bringing them, Judy. And we invite Sister Julie to, if you would like to register them for Good News Youth Club. We want to train, we want to teach, we want to put the Word of God in the children. They have so much to face. They have so much. They are not like they were when I was coming up. And young people, when on Wednesdays, when we have our broadcast and I share with the children, I have a children's corner, and I share with the children to be bold and saying and using the name of Jesus.
Yay!
Using the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what comes or goes, the world don't care. They say whatever they want to say. They talk about whatever they want to talk about. And then if they think we're going to say something religious, oh, be quiet. You don't want to offend anybody. Oh, and they always want to be politically correct. And oh, no, don't say that. No, when I was working at the... Look, don't tell me to pray because I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus.
I know that's for everyone.
Okay. Don't ask you to pray because you're going to pray in the name of Jesus.
That's right. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. If you don't want something to happen, don't even ask me. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you want results, you ask somebody to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And don't be
be afraid. Even when y'all go to Sam's Club, when y'all before y'all go out the door, before you go pump gas. Anyway, ask God, Lord, go with me, go before me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody you want me to pray for, trouble my spirit, Lord God, is what to say to them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The world needs what we have.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to have a small, a fist bump, or say, hey, what's up? Hallelujah. Oh, that's beautiful what you have. Well, you know what? People want to be like, oh, what's up with them? Whatever. You know, ask God, Lord, what can I say to encourage? People pick some, y'all, you never know when someone is ready to throw in the towel. The young lady that the pastor spoke of, almost 30 years old, and had the light going for it, just jump out the window? You never know when somebody is to the point of just throwing in the towel, ready to give up. You can look at them one day and you be like, then you hear them committing suicide. You want to like, but that person was just with me. I didn't know that. But didn't God drop something in your spirit to say something to that person? To just say, hey, how you doing? What's up?
Hallelujah.
Or whatever. Well, we were in a meeting and the red ribbons were given out. And it said everybody to give the ribbon to somebody and say, I love you. Pass it on. And this one man, he put it in his pocket. But when he was getting ready for bed that night, he took it out of his pocket and he still had the red ribbon. Oh, my
wow.
goodness. So he knew he could lay down well. Pass on that red ribbon. He was going downstairs, and his son was coming up the steps. And he passed, his son was the only one he could get the red ribbon to. He knew it was something he had to do before he laid down. He passed that red ribbon to his son. He said, son, I love you.
Aww.
And his son said, Dad, I was on my way to my room to kill myself. He said, because I felt that no one loved me. You see, just those three words makes a difference in somebody's life.
Yes.
To say, I love you. And we ask everybody every day, tell them God loves you and we love you too. Hallelujah. Those three words can change somebody's life, can change the direction of someone's life. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After service, I'll have a composition notebook, Sister Julie, for you to register your sons for the Good News Youth Club. And the Good News Youth Club will be the first, second, and third Sundays of the month, and ages 5 to 17. And then from 18 on to 25, that age group will be assisting the people that are over, the facilitators, hallelujah. And be praying that we get all that we need to put the word of God, and God will lead us and guide us to put what we need into the children's heart. And he'll lead us and guide us to that what we say will penetrate their heart. And we'll be able to arm them for what they
legacy.
Need
legacy.
To go out into the world and to be bold. Hallelujah. And we just want all the children, please be safe during this month. Everybody doesn't think the same way when it comes to trick-or-treat or Halloween and all. So be careful. Hallelujah. Be careful of what you eat, what you receive from somebody, even in school. Hallelujah. We don't condone the trick-or-treating or anything. So parents, please be careful with your children. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, when they go out, even when they go to school that day, cover them. In the mornings when they go out, cover them. When they lay down at night, cover them. My mother used to go from room to room and anointing people with oil, or anointing us with oil, and stuff like that. She's almost scared your head to death. You think there's a burglar coming in your room. Whatever. But she would go around anointing. Hallelujah. Thank God we know the Lord today because of the prayers that she put out and praying the hours that she put on her knees, and but the word of God that she put in us. And I thank God for Jesus. All hearts and minds are clear. I think Pastor Jason,
if you would pray for the food and dismiss us. But before you do that, I'd just like to say, anybody wants to celebrate October 31st, they can celebrate 505 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Martin Luther started the Protestant Reformation. He hung his 95 theses on the Catholic Church wall that started the Protestant the Protestant Reformation. We are Protestants, so we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for this Catholic priest who read in the Bible that, you know, our salvation comes from faith in Jesus Christ, not for paying money for our salvation. And he wrote that 505 years ago. That was pretty sure, what was it? 1517. The Protestant Reformation started with Martin Luther. Just a little history there. You know, I love history. Go ahead, sit down. Pastor, yes, if you would.
Amen. Come on, let's pray for the food. And God, we just come now, Lord, just thank you for all that's gone. And we've already been fed, God, but we come for the nourishment of our bodies now. And we ask that you would just bless the food that we're about to eat, God, and that you would bless the hands that prepared the God, continue to bless this ministry and all that it does, say and does in your spirit by your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling, to him who's able to present us faultless before his throne with exceeding glory, be honor, dominion, and glory both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name let us all say,
amen.
Amen. I'd like to share, we still have boxes, produce boxes on our porch. And if you would like to have one or two, please feel free to take them from the porch. Take a bag from on the floor and also a produce box. Right. Thank you. Is there anyone that is staying for dinner? If you're not able to stay for dinner, your bags may already be ready for feed. Sister AJ and Minister Jerry is up in the kitchen box to go.
Yeah, my baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. feels like he's so
alone.
He's not alone.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
can see in you the glory of the King. As I love you, Lord, all the Lord.
May God bless you.
With long life, and prosper. May the blessings of Almighty God the company of everyone. May the favor of God. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you.
Yeah, we stand in It was